Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
At the North Dakota Farm Bureau annual convention recently, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven outlined his efforts as the lead Republican of the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Committee and also a senior member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. His main points were to gather feedback from North Dakota farmers and ranchers as the work begins on the next farm bill. He also talked about protecting private property rights, including pushing back the burdensome easement policies and the Biden administration's efforts to revive the Obama-era Waters of the U.S. rule, the WOTUS rule. He also talked about maintaining a strong crop insurance program, the primary risk management tool for many producers, and improving the farm safety net, including the agriculture risk coverage, the ARC program, and also the PLC program. Hoeven also recently joined Senators Mike Rounds of South Dakota and Kevin Cramer of North Dakota in introducing the Natural Resources Conservation Service Wetlands Compliance and Appeals Reform Act. December will be the next date for the benchmark within the USDA's Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities Initiative. That's according to the Ag Secretary, Tom Vilsack. Rod Bain has more on the story.
An update on the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program provided by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in a recent visit with farm broadcasters, following up on the announcement at this month's COP27 summit.
We expect and anticipate in the first part of December to announce up to 65 additional projects for the Climate Smart Commodity Partnership Initiative and to invest an additional $300 million in those projects.
It was earlier this year that Secretary Vilsack announced the first round of large-scale funding of partnership projects.
These are the smaller grants that were part of our initial announcement. So that will bring a total of 135 projects, about $3.1 billion being invested by USDA in partnership with farmers, ranchers, commodity groups, retail, food processing companies, environmental and conservation groups, universities, minority-serving institutions, a wide array of partnerships.
With these efforts designed to create new revenue streams via climate smart commodities.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest on the corn harvest in selected states.
96% harvested by November 20th. That's well ahead of the five-year average of 90%. Looking at the 18 reporting states, only four by November 20th have not reached the 95% mark for harvest. And of those four, three are actually at or ahead of the five-year average pace. That short list of states that has not reached 95%, Ohio 92% harvested, Michigan 86%, Pennsylvania 80%, and Wisconsin 77%.
This is Inside Agriculture.